What's next for Illinois Wesleyan University as it searches for a new president?
The financial challenges are big. The opportunities likewise are big.
That's Illinois Wesleyan Board Chair Timothy Zerlong. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, June 3rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Illinois Wesleyan University launching a national search for a new president. GLT's Eric Stock reports what's next for the university after Eric Jensen announced his retirement on Friday.
Chair of the university's Board of Trustees, Timothy Zerlong, credits Jensen for expanding academic and co-curricular opportunities and boosting diversity when the university encountered substantial financial setbacks and seesawing enrollment. Zerlong says Jensen helped the university navigate change, and whoever replaces him will face change as more of a constant.
Certainly, we're looking for someone with a track record of leadership in academics, and certainly someone that can be a thoughtful agent of continuing change, continuing to drive growth for the university, and that takes on many elements.
Illinois Wesleyan recently trimmed $1.1 million from its budget through a series of maneuvers, including an early retirement incentive for faculty and staff. Zerlong says he's optimistic the university will be able to navigate those financial challenges in the future.
I view where the financial challenges are big, the opportunities likewise are big. We have a strong, supportive alumni network that contributes to the university.
Jensen's tenure at Illinois Wesleyan was relatively brief, less than 4 years as president, but the 63-year-old suspects that will become more of a trend across higher education.
I think it's because it's a very difficult environment that colleges and universities face, It's a conversation, actually, that I'll have with other presidents about the sort of the day-to-day difficulties that are involved with running a modern university.
Jensen's predecessor, Dick Wilson, will serve as acting president until an interim is named later this summer. Zerlong says the university hopes to have a permanent choice by next summer. I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Illinois lawmakers have wrapped up their spring session after a whirlwind week that produced a budget, a state construction plan, and billions of dollars to fund it, more gambling, legalized marijuana use, and protections for abortion. The Normal Town Council tonight will consider making it easier for the public to comment at meetings of the council and town boards and commissions. It would shorten the amount of notice a resident must give to be eligible to speak. And in Peoria, jury selection begins today in the trial of former U of I grad student Brent Christensen. He's accused of killing visiting Chinese scholar Yingying Zhang in 2017. Those stories and more at WGLT.org. Every so often here on The Leadoff, we'll bring you stories about people who are making Bloomington Normal a better place. It's called More of That, Please. Today, I want to introduce you to Joe Olson, but posthumously, because he died Friday. Olson was an Illinois Hockey Hall of Famer who was largely seen as the father of today's growing Bloomington Normal ice hockey community. Olson was one of the first hires when the Pepsi Ice Center opened in 2006. The community hadn't had an ice rink in 22 years. At first, there were about 100 kids in the house hockey program and 4 teams in the adult league. Now there are over 300 kids playing house hockey, 16 adult teams, plus a travel hockey organization, a girls' hockey program, and a sled hockey team for players with disabilities. Here's Doug Ferrier of Bloomington, whose 2 sons played for Coach Joe in the House League.
And all of these programs are basically just, they're born from the passion that Joe had for starting hockey here in Bloomington. And it's just been great. Tremendous.
Hockey was in Olson's blood. His father and his 8 uncles all played and coached hockey. They're in a dozen different halls of fame. His uncle Weldon played for the U.S. in the Olympics. Joe Olson spent 20 years with Peoria Hockey before being hired to build it up in Bloomington. And he did it all here. He coached, he administered, he mentored. He knew the name of every kid in his program. That's hundreds of kids at a time for over a decade. Station McClure worked for Olson at the Bloomington rink.
I
don't know how he did it. It was his superpower.
Olson's impact has been clear in the days since his heart attack and subsequent death. Bloomington Normal hockey families have started putting a stick on their front porches in honor of Olson, a throwback to how the global hockey community responded to the Humboldt Broncos tragedy back in 2018.
He had this special knack for seeing kids who, they didn't even have to say anything. He just knew, you know, they were having a hard time, or, you know, home might not have been the greatest place at that moment, but the minute that they walked into the rink, they knew that they were in a safe place, they were in a fun place, and they knew that somebody, that an adult who cared about them, was seeing them.
Tom Arkell is a hockey dad and player himself. He was the first president of the Bloomington Youth Hockey Travel Program. That now has around 115 players and 7 teams.
Just a kind, caring, considerate person who really looked out for youth hockey players, and he also had, a soft spot for trying to help out youth hockey players who were just getting started and whose families maybe didn't have a lot of money to get their children started. I think that meant a lot to him.
Olson might not be a huge fan of this story. Were he here to listen to it, he was humble, not the type to brag or bring attention to himself. That humility was contagious. Here's Doug Ferrier.
One of the memories that my older son said, he said, you know, there was a time back when I was maybe 8 years old and I was playing in a house game, and I started scoring all these goals, and I was celebrating. And after about my second hat trick, Joe pulled me aside, and he taught me humility. He says, you don't need to be showing off. He said, pass more, be a playmaker. My older son told me, he says, he taught me how to be a good player. He taught me how to be a team player.
Joe Olson, the man who came from a hockey family and built one of his own here in Bloomington Normal. More of that, please. If you have someone you think should be featured on this More of That, Please series, drop us a line. You can send us a message and their names at wglt.org/leadoff. Before we let you go, a reminder that the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7 o'clock, and you may notice a few changes starting today on WGLT. The new music show World Cafe debuts tonight at 7. You'll hear that every weeknight. And our new music format, Highway 309, starts streaming today at wglt.org. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at wglt.org.